So at the time, I was meant to be going to my girlfriend's after work. So I've gone home, been and got changed, and gone into town to go to my girlfriend's.
And when you were hearing all of that on the radio about the riots, what were the thoughts in your mind?
At first, I thought they're not going to be like a full-blown riot as you'd see on the movies or something like that. I just thought it'd be just people kicking off as a Friday night would happen, do you know what I mean?
And do you think they were entitled to kick off?
No, no. My opinion of that is that people who kicked off, most of them were there just to cause a bit of havoc, do you know what I mean? There might have been certain people who have their own morals to do it, but in my eyes, there was people just kicking off for no reason.
So, you decided to go home, and mm-hmm. this was all discussed in court. It was actually one of the factors that they looked at, that you went home, changed your clothes, and then went back in to where the riots were happening.
Yeah, pretty much, okay. The reason I went home, because I wasn't travelling to Failsworth from Manchester in a suit. I've been in all day, it was hot. So, you know, I've gone home, got changed. I needed a spare clothes as well for my girlfriend's. And then, you know, I actually had to walk from the Apollo Theatre in Manchester to the city centre because the buses had been stopped. But yeah, to be honest, the only reason I actually went home was to get changed and to get some new clothes. Do you know what I mean? I weren't going to walk around wearing old clothes for 2-3 days. So that was the main reason for that.
What happened?
Pretty much we've got into the city centre and I didn't expect so many police. There was, I'd say, at least 50 riot police in the gear, like dragging up to St. Peter's Square. And I've gone to the bus stop I was getting is on Oldham Street, so it's just not, it's pretty much near Piccadilly and Market Street. I've gone towards there, and then someone smashed some glass. The riot police have come running, everyone's ran. And the police have started pushing people.
Someone smashed glass at a shop front?
Yeah, yeah, it was a shop front. They've smashed some glass. And so we've started walking away from it. Then loads of people have ran. The police have come running over. At this point, the police have started pushing people towards Market Street. Everyone's got onto Market Street itself. Police at the top and police at the bottom as well.
What's going through your head at that stage? Do you want to be there?
No, pretty much it was for me just to get out, but at the time, it was both exits of Market Street were blocked. It was that I walked round to where there was other police blocking. At the time I thought, you know, get out, make sure I'm not doing anything wrong and just do what they say and then I should be okay, pretty much. Go on.
Well, obviously, the description and the story that you're describing tonight contrasts with what the prosecution mm-hmm. told the court, because they said that you squared up to a police officer and grabbed a cop from behind his visor shield and called him a D-head or worse.
Yeah, you see...
Said you'd stitch him up or something, didn't you?
Yeah,
what did you say?
Pretty much, they've pushed us down to the bottom of Market Street. That's just after Miss Selvidge was set alight. And a police officer was pushing me. And, you know, I was doing what they're saying, and pretty much they've pushed me. I've turned around and said, you know, there's no need pushing us. You know, there's blatant evidence for all that. We've got video evidence for all that. And I've turned around to him and said, you know, don't push us. I'm doing actually what you said. And he's pushed me by my throat. And his words were, I'm not going to say it, obviously, but it was, used the F word.
He called you a fat C?
Yeah, he did. And
it's a bit bizarre looking at you. You're not fat.
Well, thank you. But yeah, pretty much, yeah. He said that to me. I've told him to F off as well. And then we've made, they've actually made a police line at the bottom of Market Street. And he's still saying, the words of the sergeant who called me that as well, were, I'm going to get you, you FC. And
why should we believe you?
Sorry?
Why should we believe you?
To be fair, there's, you know, you can't see it from my point of view, obviously.
I was there, by the way.
Was you there?
Not exactly when you were there. But I was in the centre of that during the riots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was out reporting in the thick of it.
Fair enough on that, you know, people...
And you'd rioters run around everywhere looting. And
yeah, there was.
Every time the police tried to get one pocket of them, they dispersed and the police were running around trying to save property.
Yeah, yeah.